entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 139. Eric's with me here in studio. Eric, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here again.
And Leighton's joining us via Skype. Leighton.
Hi.
And today is...
today is... hold on, I need to swipe down on my phone. Thursday, June 9th, 2016.
El correcto. I'm excited about today's episode. We've got a new bit we're going to be throwing in there. We do have a little bit of news. Muhammad Ali passed away.
Now we have no news. Well, that's the news.
That's not the news. Eric's going to be reading off some quotes from him. What, you're just rolling your eyes? Do you think I just... People don't want to know what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's...
Of course they want to know. We got to draw... This is called a teaser. We need to draw them in.
No, you just like... gave away everything.
Did I give away the quote about the bumblebee and the butterfly? Was that him?
I think so.
And then Leighton, he's going to give us an update what's happening down in Hillcrest in these last few months.
I spent a week laying in bed crying.
Not again, Leighton. You've got to stop doing that.
I know, it's terrible.
All right, let's start off with the news.
Okay.
And then we'll get on to the new little bit that we kind of teased. So, Eric.
Well, like we said, there technically isn't any news except, yes, Muhammad Ali passed away. So we were going to look at a few of the quotes that he said. And I was just pulling some up here. So, but yeah, the one you mentioned, probably the most famous one is "float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Do you know any of his other quotes?
I actually don't. That was the only one I knew, and I butchered that one.
Another one, and I don't actually know if he said all these because I didn't do any research. This is according to Google. So, he who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. That's a good one. And I like this one. I heard this one before. I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew that I was.
Wow.
He was a little full of himself.
Let's do two more and then...
Ooh, this is a good one for the podcast. Silence is golden when you can't think of a good answer.
That's actually really interesting because there's I was told some piece of information that might be interesting to one of my friends, and I wasn't sure if I should say it or not. And so I kind of at the moment decided if I'm not 100% sure I should share it, I think I'll just wait until I am sure.
Was it like something like sensitive or just you thought it might be interesting?
No, it's something sensitive.
Oh my. Okay.
Okay. I have two more quotes. Sorry, I'm just moving on. Friendship is not something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything. So, and then the last one, I have heard of this one as well. He said, if you even dream of beating me up, you'd better wake up and apologize.
So, Wow.
I'll read it again. If you even dream of beating me, you'd better wake up and apologize.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Some good quotes.
Ooh, this is the best one yet. Age is whatever you think it is. You are as old as you think you are.
That's what I live by.
Yes, that's perfect.
Let's end with that then. And... Eric, cue the music as we begin this new bit. Single thoughts. If you're not depressed about a life spent alone, stick around. We'll get you there. The other day, I went to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned. And I was laying there. The hygienist was working on my teeth, cleaning my teeth. And I just... laid back and paused for a moment, and I thought to myself, is this the most intimate I'll ever be with another person? That's it. Single thoughts. I'm not sure I'm going to end that, but
it's,
yeah.
It's like when you had said that story earlier in the week, and then one of the friends mentioned, well, oh, that's why your teeth are always so clean.
Actually, funny thing is, they recommend getting your teeth clean every 6 months, so I rescheduled for 1 in 3 months.
just to be safe.
I need that connection. All right. All right, Layden. We're ready to move over to Hillcrest. Move over out west.
All right, I start the same music. A month and a half left with my journey at Hillcrest. Will I get through it? Or will I fall by the wayside? Actually, by the bedside. No, this week, you know, I've realized that, you know,
kill the music.
Really start wrapping things up. You know? I gotta get my loose ends tied. Namely, number one, the reason I say that is because my car broke down on me a couple, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
We talked about it last week. Yes.
Right. It broke down on me and it just said, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. You know, we had a good run, but, you know, it's not you, it's me. That's what my car said. It said that it couldn't handle the weight of me depending on it anymore.
So you have officially put it aside?
Well, I'm about to. I'm gonna scrap it. Maybe I should get advice from Eric.
Did you get the official diagnosis then on the problem?
Yeah, they have to replace the engine.
Yeah, it's probably not worth saving the car. I would put it out to pasture.
All right.
Do you know how much you can get? How much can you get for scrapping it?
DEV.
I have no idea.
Damage exceeds value.
Yes. I have no idea how much I could get out of it. Maybe a couple hundred. But anyways. So now I have to move on. I have to figure out what kind of vehicle I want to buy.
You probably need a minivan right away. That's going to be the next logical step.
Well, that's what I'm
you're
curious
right.
about.
Hauling Hillcresters around.
Well,
everywhere.
You talked about tying up loose ends, and I'm a little. That was a little vague. Could you be a little bit more specific?
Well, it's like I have to tie up that loose end with my car. I have to figure out my transportation situation. And it's like it's going to be the vehicle that I'm going to be driving around when I'm back home now.
So you are going to get one while you're down there.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Maybe I should wait.
It would probably be smart to buy it down there. I mean, no rust.
Yeah. See? Straight from the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next couple weeks or so, I'm going to be like just scouring Craigslist. I mean, Craigslist is going to be creeped out of me thinking, man, this guy is really stalking me. Avid Craiglister right here. But yeah, so there's that. What else happened?
Well, you said you went swimming today. Is today your day off?
No. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm on night duty right now. So I'm staying up wee hours of the night. All hours of the night, actually. Usually the sun is up by the time. You know, it's weird. You know how you have that weird thing, like, where if you have an office job, like, the sun is rising when you're going into work, and then the sun is setting when you're leaving work?
Yes.
Because you're inside all day. I have, like, the opposite right now. Like, the sun has just set as I'm going into work. And then when I'm going back to the dorm for work, the sun has risen.
For sleep, you mean?
Yes. Or sorry, yeah, for sleep. I don't work in the dorm, Ruben. That's the women's job. They clean the dorm.
Now, is night duty easier than a normal shift? Because I imagine they're all asleep. Like, what do you actually even do?
Well, I mean, Yeah.
You're probably just watching Netflix and trying to stay awake.
Well, yeah, I'm just Netflix and chilling, you know? That's how I do. No, you can't watch Netflix while you're on night, dude. You got to concentrate on the residents.
You have to watch them watch Netflix.
Right, exactly. I have to make sure that they're enjoying the different movies that I pick out. No, it's the kind of thing where, yeah, it can be easy, and it is easy most of the time. It's fine. But, like, even, like, one resident that can't sleep or is, like, worked up and having a bad night, that – just that one resident can, like, make your hands completely full. Like, that could occupy your whole night.
You should just play some of the podcasts. They'd probably fall asleep right away.
That or else they get angrier. I'm just not sure that
they probably feel like they probably feel like they hear your voice enough the way it is, Layton.
Exactly. I just don't know what kind of effect the French Press podcast has on demented minds.
Yeah,
well, it can't hurt. Well,
yes, maybe. It can. Yes, it can.
Layton, speaking of.
Demented minds.
Are there any triggers that some of the residents have that really gets them fired up? Like if you, I don't know, feed them a certain way or push them down the hallway a certain way?
Triggers. I found that if you slap them in the back of the head, they get kind of mad. I think that's one trigger. Also, if you bend their finger all the way back so that it's touching their wrist, that's also a trigger. Let's see here.
I'm losing it here.
When you're brushing their teeth and you like accidentally kind of jam the brush into the back of their throat. Most of them don't mind that too much, but every once in a while you'll have one that'll just like spit out his dentures and start yelling at you. Man. No, I'm kidding. Some of those aren't triggers.
Okay, so keep on going. We kind of got off track, but go in the direction you were going. I'm not sure which direction you were going, but...
I don't know what direction I'm going.
Well, the one thing you haven't talked about yet is like the... Your day, it wasn't your day off, but what you guys did today.
Oh, well, today we went swimming, but also yesterday we went swimming. And yesterday, no wait, the day before that, we went swimming. I don't know, Monday. Is today Thursday? Monday evening we went swimming, and we had a party. I posted a pic of the one dude diving into the water. That was pretty sweet. Did you see it?
I did. I actually commented on it, and I asked who you pushed over to make that splash. When I thought it was, I didn't actually think it was a person making the splash.
No, it was a person. I told somebody to jump in.
Well, you had two different pictures, right? The one guy's like in midair, and then the other is just a picture of the water splashing.
Yeah. Did you see the midair one?
I missed the midair one.
Oh, you need to look at that one.
I'll check it out.
All right, look it up. Follow me on Instagram at Layton Yoda. There's my plug. I feel so official. The plug. Or look me up on Facebook, Layton Yoder.
Layton, is your Instagram, is that private or public?
It's a public.
I tried that a few times. I get spammed. Like, people comment, follow, and like, it's like, it was weird. Like, you can tell it's like spam accounts. I need to reset something.
I like those because it makes me feel like, oh, there's more people following me.
I'm seeing your picture now, Layton, and it is pretty epic looking.
Isn't it, though?
All right. So, anything else interesting happen on the swimming ventures?
I'm learning how to do what's called a gainer. Do you know what a gainer is?
I don't. I can only imagine.
It's this move. It's a certain kind of dive, jump, or flip where you're running forward. You run forward and you're facing the water. You're facing the edge that you are going to be jumping off of.
You're facing forward?
Yes. You're facing forward. You're facing the edge that you're going to be jumping off of. And then you run and you jump and you sort of kick your legs up and you do a backflip while still moving forward.
And have you completed one of these maneuvers?
Almost-ish. I pretty much have my spin right, but the thing is, I also do this weird thing where I also do a side spin, so like a twist. So my body is doing a backflip, but at the same time, I'm also doing a horizontal pivot. Does that make sense?
Well, I think you mean like you're twisting, right? As you're flipping backwards, you're twisting?
Yes. Kind of like a cat does, like if you drop it, it like kind of twists its body around so that it always lands on its feet. And that's kind of the same attempt that I'm trying to make instead of doing the traditional gainer. I think you should be able to look it up on YouTube.
Is this a word that you guys made up, or is this like an official term?
I think it's an official term.
I'd be a little worried just searching for that on YouTube. All right, I'd be worried about encouraging people to do that.
All right, how about this? I will be the parental guidance guide for this search. I will boldly go onto the internet where no other parent has gone before.
Oh, okay. Actually, I just did it now. Gainer, dive. You'll find it.
Yes. Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. Gainer. Oh, good. They have a YouTube tutorial on how to do it. How to do a gainer into a pool. There you have it.
All right, Layton.
That's pretty much all I got.
Okay.
You know,
I don't want to push you, but at the same time, I want to keep things moving so the listeners don't get bored.
Yeah, this is a process.
Yeah.
You need to keep the podcast regular.
So
you need to keep the process going.
So this bit we're doing with single thoughts, if any of you have had single thoughts, you can send them in and we'll read them on the podcast. And if you want credit for it, we'll definitely give it to you. But if you don't want credit for it, we'll just say it was an anonymous single thought. So keep it short. You know, we can't read a story. Well, I mean, at the most, a paragraph. Keep it to the point and just your single thought.
Right. Now, are these single thoughts, do they have to be, like, thoughts that, like, organically come to you? Or can they be, like, I'm trying to think of single thoughts, and then, let's say, I think of one. Well, I'm trying to think of single thoughts, and then can I share it on the podcast?
Yeah, you can share it.
Okay.
I'll be the filter. So if I don't think it would be interesting, then I just won't read it. We'll just ignore it.
Or if you don't think it would be appropriate. Because believe it or not, we do have some discretion on this podcast.
Oh, that is true. I never even thought that there might be something inappropriate. But yeah, now that I do think of that, there's a lot of thoughts coming to mind. So yeah, definitely. If it's inappropriate, we also won't read those.
We're probably overestimating the response that we'll get.
But we're probably also underestimating the amount of single thoughts that our listener has.
That's possible.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're ready to wrap it up. I know this is shorter than last time. And we do have some other bits in the works coming up that we're trying to iron out to keep it interesting and make it podcast enjoyable.
We're just trying to stay afloat until Layton returns.
Yeah, pretty much. We're just doggy paddling at this point. So, Layton, any closing thoughts from you? And then we also need our word of the week.
Oh, my.
And while you're thinking about it, Eric, you have any closing comments?
I don't believe that I do.
Okay.
You should No, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Theodore is not with us again tonight. Since we got the soundboard, he's feeling like we replaced him with a machine, as so many workers in America are fearing with the increase in minimum wage. They're worried now that machines are going to start taking their jobs.
The fight for 15.
Yes. So I can guarantee you, Theodore, there is no minimum wage that you're going to be getting paid to work on the podcast. So it's not because of that the machine has taken the mixing duties of it over. And I do, and Theodore, he will be joining us again. I am joking. He will join us again, and he will be bringing back the segment. I know what it means, but where does it come from? So the phrase that we're all familiar with, like turning a blind eye, caught you red-handed, stuff like that.
Cat got your tongue,
yeah. So he will be, yeah, he'll be coming back regularly.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Exactly. All right, so Layton, did you have enough time to come up with your final thoughts and the word of the week?
My final thought is, hey, you know what? Let's get some audience participation. Why not? Suggest what vehicle I should get.
I like it.
Comment on our Facebook page.
You should start a crowdfunding thing while you're still in service. Like, oh, I need a vehicle and I'm in service. Oh.
I can't. It's very difficult for me to accept charity. So,
Layton,
what's
your price range? Or like, so people have a general idea. I mean, some people are gonna say, oh, get the new electric car, get the new Tesla. You know, so
Model S.
Yeah. So what's your general price range?
I'm gonna go for a modest $29,000.
Modest $29,000.
Yeah. Well, you can't get much for less. I mean, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to drive anything flashy, so I just keep my price range down. I did drive a Civic after all.
So something similar to the Civic's older brother.
Sure.
Okay. So there you have it. If you want to leave a suggestion, you can message the Facebook page. If you don't want it to be public, you don't need to post it to the Facebook page. Just send a message. Layton and I both get those, and he would appreciate, I guess, your input on that. Layton, what's our word of the week?
Word of the week is single.
Single. With that, we're closing this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.